Every so often, I'm asked to serve as an aide, a witness to those converting to Judaism. And as we know, conversion to Judaism is not an easy task. Months and months of study, observance of Kashrut and Shabbat, spending services here on Friday night and Saturday, engaging in deep reflection as to why you are choosing to follow a belief system you probably didn't grow up with. And not only that, choosing to follow the belief system that doesn't have the pretty Christmas tree in the corner, following the belief system that most definitely puts you apart from mainstream America. It is such a gift when I hear my conversion students affirm their Jewish faith as they dip in the waters of the mikveh and proudly recite the Shema for the first time. In those moments, I get goosebumps. I'm just in awe of their commitment. And I have to tell you, there's a little piece of me that feels envious. And you might think, what a funny emotion to feel. Why would you feel envy as you watch someone go through their final stages of conversion? But I think you'll understand if you've had the opportunity to speak with someone about their first Jewish experiences. And if you haven't had the opportunity for such a conversation, let me try to paint a picture for you. Imagine it is your first time lighting the Shabbat candles. You're standing before the candlesticks, taking a deep breath in, pausing for a moment, striking the match, lighting the wick, letting the toils of the week wash away, and the calm and ease of Shabbat usher into your home. That's the serenity of experiencing a Jewish moment for the first time. Adult converts experience a spiritual journey that involves the embrace of thousands of years of our tradition. They choose Jewish. And it's not a decision taken lightly. So why the envy? Because I wish there were moments in the lives of those born Jewish, asking us, challenging us, pushing us to choose Judaism again. Moments that shake us up, reminding us that our Judaism should not be taken for granted. Let me share with you some of the questions conversion students are asked before their Beit Din, before their rabbinical court. This is on the exact day of their conversion. Are you converting to Judaism by your own free will? Do you accept the God of Israel as the one universal and indivisible God? Do you commit yourself to the further study of Judaism and to your own continued growth and observance of our mitzvot? Will you support all those who seek to reestablish and revitalize our Jewish homeland by making the state and people of Israel a vital piece of your life and the life of your family? Do you commit yourself to associating with a Jewish community? Do you commit to joining a synagogue? Do you bind your personal destiny to the destiny of the Jewish people? Jews born into Judaism are rarely asked those same questions. For bris, or for bar mitzvah, for better or worse, we're accepted. We are accepted because of our lineage. But this morning, I ask you to imagine yourself standing before that Beit Din, before those rabbis, and asked to answer that very list of questions. If push came to shove and today your personal Judaism was being evaluated, would we be proud of the Jews we have become? Whether we are age 21 or 55 or 70, I think it is time that we re-choose Judaism, that we re-choose the individual and communal ways to purposefully re-engage, to ensure that our spiritual journeys remain fresh and relevant, engaging, and real. In the foreword this week, an article came out discussing the reasons why people convert. While it's true that it's still the majority of people who convert because they're in some kind of relationship, there is actually a growing trend among young single people looking to better themselves within the Jewish faith. One such woman went to visit the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Lower Manhattan. And the article explains that while she was at the exhibit, Hebrew letters flashed across a large screen, followed by children studying Torah, images of Israel, smiling faces, and then the screen went dark, and hundreds of candles lit up the room, their flames flickering across the walls. It is my job to make the world a tiny bit better than I found it, a man off-screen said as black and white images flashed across the video screen, pictures of Jews marching arm in arm with black civil rights leaders in Selma, Alabama. The words Tikkun Olam appeared, and suddenly the woman's eyes widened, and she whispered, "This is why I'm choosing Judaism. This is why I want to be a Jew." And I ask us this morning, can we respond with that same conviction? There's a lengthy inquiry amongst Jewish thinkers and commentators. Are the Jews the chosen people? Maimonides, the Sephardic philosopher, gives a fascinating definition as to what it means to be the chosen people. He explains that a person is chosen if they set themselves apart to stand before God, to serve God, to worship God, to know God. It's the person that initiates the relationship. It's the person that strives to engage with Israel, to learn more about their Jewish roots. And it's the person who takes time to develop their Jewish identity that, according to Maimonides, is a chosen person. Chosenness is the result of choosing every single day to renew one's Jewishness, choosing to be in relationship with God and the Jewish people. When a convert joins a Jewish faith, they complete their conversion with the following statements. I pray that in all these ways, I may continue to grow in my love for Judaism and find blessing because of my decision to join the Jewish people. By joining Judaism and the Jewish people, may I add my willing heart and hands to the eternal task of being God's partners in seeking to perfect the world under God's universal sovereignty. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. No need for us to be envious. We are all on this journey together. We learn from our brothers and sisters that we too must add our willing hands and our willing hearts to the eternal task of becoming God's partner. Every day we must find the avenues in which to renew and strengthen our faith and conviction. Every day we get to choose. Every day, for the sake of our survival, for the sake of our people, we must choose. So choose wisely. Choose Jewish. Shabbat Shalom.